just an invitation, or...
All right. Did I ask you about the expression "write smart"? We talked about that yesterday.
I don't believe.
Do you use that expression much?
Well, I've used it. I say he's quite smart, or he is smart.
No, I'm talking about if it rains. Did it rain much?
You had a lot smart of a rain.
Uh huh. Okay. How else might you use that?
Or we had a good rain, or we had a right smart rain.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use right smart with anything else besides rain?
Well, I have heard people say he's right smart. Or
yeah, but that doesn't mean that doesn't mean that he's that means he's intelligent, though.
That's right.
Yeah, but I just meant if it was ever used to mean. Something like, you'd say he has raised right smart corn, right smart of corn. Would you say that?
I've heard that in Bray.
Or how about, would you ever say he owns a right smart of land?
I've heard that.
But you wouldn't say he's something like he has right smart children, or right smart,
no.
Meaning a lot of children, or right smart of cattle.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Say he has a good many cattle.
I see. All right. And if I said, was it cold this morning? You say, oh yeah, it was.
Down above zero.
It was.
Cold.
All right. And
chilly. Or
if someone, if you hit your hammer, your hand with a hammer, what might you say? You hit your finger and you. You're by yourself out there working, what might you say?
Ouch!
Okay, and then, but to indicate anger, you know.
Damn!
Okay, and then if you, if you're impatient with someone, you tried to show someone something and he just couldn't learn it, you'd say, oh.
Oh, hell.
Yeah. You just, okay. And then, and if somebody did something strange, you might say, why, the very... You'd never heard of such a thing before. You'd say, why, the very...
The very devil.
Uh-huh. How about the very idea of it?
Yeah, that's all right.
The idea. How would you use that?
The very idea. Him doing that.
All right. If someone introduced you to a person you've never met before, and you might say, "Well,
pleased to see you. I'm right. Glad to meet you."
All right. And how would you greet a close friend?
Yeah, happy to see you or glad to see you.
All right. And if a person comes over and you want them to return, you might say, come
again.
All right. And how would you greet a person on December 25th?
Happy Christmas.
Ever say that another way?
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Did you ever use another expression when you were a child, and maybe you'd say something to another child, and if you said it first, he was supposed to give you a present or a gift?
Yeah, happy. No, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and here's your gift.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use Christmas gift?
Yeah, Christmas gift.
Now that meant you'd say that like a game.
You give him a gift and you expect one back,
uh-huh.
Or ordinarily when you were a kid you did.
Uh-huh. But you don't remember it's like saying Christmas gift to someone and then like a game.
No, not too much.
All right. And how would you greet a person on January 1st?
Happy New Year.
And if a person did a great favor for you, you might say, I'm much